All right, we got a special guest joining us today on the Outdoor Show, George Lindquist. How are you, sir?
Great. Glad to be here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you do for folks that don't recognize the name and the stature of George Lindquist that I do.
Well, I've been involved with Marquette County UP Whitetails for 20 years or something, and I'm involved with a lot of different organizations because of that. MUCC, Michigan United Conservation Clubs, is one of them.
That's one of the big ones.
Yes, I'm statewide vice president for that.
And you have done a lot of personal things just for the area as well, and you're also on the Winter Habitat Work Group, which is vitally important, in my opinion, for the longevity of our deer herd here in the UP.
Oh, it really is. You know, we're trying to save and restore this critical deer winter habitat, and it's, you know, it's the winters that's been the issue here, besides predation, but we have to get these deer through the winter.
Well, I do want to talk to you about the predation and obviously the gray wolf situation and where we stand right now. But first, let's just talk about, in general, our deer herd. What's your overall take? Because it's not all doom and gloom right now either.
No, it's not. You know, our deer numbers are down. They've been down for 3-4 years now and continuing to go down. But, you know, we've got a great turnaround this year, and it's not going to be an end-all, that's for sure. But the deer this year, after last winter, we had such a great winter, and we had all kinds of acorns. They were still eating acorns in the spring, and the deer look great this year. So we're going to have some really good-looking deer. You know, we're really short on a couple age classes out there.
Yeah, big gap in there.
Yes, but the deer that are there, they got fat on them. They've actually gained weight over the summer, and they didn't spend half the summer trying to regain last winter's loss of weight. So we're going to have some really nice-looking deer. There's lots of fawns.
Yeah, the overall consensus that I'm getting, and see if you concur with this, number one, yes, you said the deer are healthy. Number two, we're seeing a lot of twins out there, a lot of twin fawns.
A lot of twin fawns and pretty good survival, too. Well, just personally, I have 3 cameras out. I have them out all summer and actually all winter. But there's a lot of does with twins, and they look great. They're all losing their spots right now, and boy, they're nice looking.
So if you're headed out for opening a bow season or doing any archery hunting this year, obviously we can't shoot does again.
Right.
Generally speaking. But there is a good chance, yes, if you do see a buck, it's either going to be a year and a half class, mm-hmm. or it's going to be a booner, because it's that middle age class, a couple of years there, that are missing.
Yes, but there are some of those deer out there, and boy, they look nice. We got great antler development, and like I say, they're going to have meat on their bones and a little fat on them, too, for a change. So that's a great way to be going into the winter.
Well, George, are you going to get out and do a little bow hunting?
Yes, I am. I'm going to get out some here. I've been looking at various areas and trying to come up with a plan.
I know you got a lot of cameras out there, and you're not exactly in a huge deer population area where you go.
No,
you are.
I'm not. No, I'm not. And but, you know, I'm looking, and I'm out there, and I think that's the important thing.
All right, George Lindquist, I'd like to have you stick around and talk a little bit more about some other issues like CWD and transportation of dead animals across state lines. And I also wanted to talk about these GEMS units and the possibility of getting more participation from other conservation clubs to support even more of them. So if you could hang around for our next Outdoor Report later this hour.
Be glad to.
Great. George Lindquist, Vice President of MUCC, going to hang around for our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.